Quickly learns not all stars are on an even keel. Rock and roll, an artistic medium, attracts those with artistic temperaments.
Somebody once accused me in a book I wrote of saying unkind things about Chuck Berry. Now, this is not a retraction, because what I said about Chuck in my book was very accurate. He is an erratic, strange, unpredictable artiste. But you see, there's the saving grace. He is an artiste. He is the granddaddy of rock and roll. I don't know if he'd like me to call him the granddaddy, but he is the foundation block of rock and roll. His personality is probably the reason he is truly unique.
They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA. Got to have about a half a million a famed autographs. Her wallet filled with pictures. She gets them one by one. Become so excited. Watch her look at her run, boy. The grown-up blues, tight dresses and lipstick. She's sporting high-heeled shoes. Oh, but tomorrow morning she'll have to change her trend and be sweet 16 and back in class again. But they'll be rocking in Boston, Pittsburgh, PA.
One singer swims against the tide and wins. Next on Rock, Roll, and Remember.
Okay, you say you've had it with those big stereo consoles and you want to get into components, but money's a problem? Well, listen to this very, very carefully. Sunset Stereo, the little store with the big sound, is making an unbelievable offer. You get a Girard turntable equipped with a high-response cartridge and diamond needle, along with a transparent dust cover and bass, a solid-state AM-FM multiplex stereo amplifier with an 8-track stereo tape player, two dynamic speakers with a walnut finish, and stereo headphones. The price? Well, take a guess. $250? $200? $150? You're not even close. The entire stereo component system sells for, now you're ready for this, just $99.95. That's right, just $99.95. The Girard turntable, dust cover, bass, FM, AM, stereo, 8-track tape player, speakers and headphones, everything's included for the low price of $99.95. There's nothing extra to buy. Now, where can you get it? Sunset Stereo, 2555 Irving Street in San Francisco. Better write that address down. 2555 Irving Street, San Francisco, $99.95. Buys it all.
You can try hard.
Don't worry about money, Stevie. I'll pay for the movies and the pizza.
Or you can try soft.
Steve, why don't you come over tonight? We can watch TV.
Soft will get them every time.
Life's baby soft. You can love hard.
Eddie, you're mine. Don't you dare go out with anyone else.
You can love soft.
Eddie, I'd rather be with you than with anyone else.
Soft will make his love light shine.
Love's Baby Soft, the soft, fresh, slightly sexy scent from Love with Love.
Love's Baby Soft.
Love Cosmetics, available at all Long's drugstores and other fine cosmetic outlets.
K106 and B. Dalton Booksellers hope you're enjoying the 6-hour super special and would like to invite you to a very special autograph party this Friday afternoon at 4:30. Meet Dick Clark in person as he autographs copies of his new book, Rock, Roll, and Remember, at the B. Dalton store downtown at the corner of Kearney and Sutter Streets. It'll be a fun day for everyone. Don't miss this chance to see and meet Dick Clark this Friday afternoon, 4:30 to 6, at B. Dalton Books, corner of Kearney and Sutter in downtown San Francisco. Now, back to Rock, Roll, and Remember on K106.
Not every pop singer is rocking and rolling. One of the era's mightiest superstars sings lush ballads as millions of Americans fall in love while listening to his silky, smooth voice.
I got a call one day from a lady named Helen Noga. She said to me, Dick, this isn't your cup of tea. I want you to do me a big favor. I've got a young black artist. He's an athlete. He's very shy. He is a non-rock and roller. And I said, but Helen, and she said, no, but listen, he is special. Will you please? And I said, of course, we'll do it. And the lovely part about that relationship that developed was neither she nor the singer ever forgot it. The man came back time and time again, did the show, became a superstar, and he was the antithesis, the exact opposite of Elvis Presley and Gene Vincent of Bebopalula fame and all. I mean, Johnny Mathis was something special.
I was just the other side of the coin at the time. There was Elvis, and there was me, and we began at the same time, became good friends, talked a lot to each other about music, but of course we were completely different. I was a young kid who sang the same sort of songs that Nat King Cole sang, and yet young people could identify with me. So I think that had a great deal to do with it.
Love me, say you do. Let me fly away with you. For my love is like the wind, and wild is the wind. Give me more than one caress. Satisfy this hungriness. Let the wind blow through your heart, for wild is the wind. You touch me. The sound of mandolins. You kiss me, and with your kiss the world begins. You're spring to me, all things to me. Like a leaf clings to a tree. Oh, my darling, cling to me. For we're creatures.
wild as the wind, the wind. Wild is my love for you.
Working closely with the biggest names in rock, Clark learns not all stars are idealistic or temperamental. Some develop a keen business sense.
I've had many a long conversation with a man I admire, and I got to tell you the truth. I didn't realize the first time when I saw him on the stage singing, I saw the electric response of the audience, that there was a businessman's mind behind it. Now, you may think I'm talking about Paul Anka. Paul is another one of these men who is great insight into business, but I think it's a combination of business and terrible, terrible dues. This man has worked as many as 200 one-nighters a year, has been a music publisher, a music promoter, and when it comes to talent and savvy and putting it all together, you can hardly beat the record that he holds. I mean, he's had so many hits. You talk about Frankie Valli, he is a giant.
Swear to God, there's no one else on earth I'd rather be. Swear to God, you made me see so I believe in me.
America's shoes turn white. Next on Rock, Roll, and Remember.
Hey, if you've ever used a cream rinse, come here. I've got something to show you. It's a totally new rinse you won't believe. It's called Breck Clean Rinse. It's oil-free and so different it doesn't even look like other rinses. Oh, let's see, how am I going to do this? Well, you know what your cream rinse looks like. Well, maybe it's green or white, but it looks thick and cloudy, right? Well, Breck Clean Rinse isn't. It's clear. It comes in a clear bottle, and you can look right through it. You see, most rinses have oil. They stay cloudy even when mixed with water. But Breck Clean Rinse is oil-free, so it dissolves completely. Rinses out fast and takes care of tangles without adding any oily feeling. That's why it's so terrific. No, I can't show you how beautiful your hair is going to look. And I can't tell you which fragrance you'll like best. Fresh meadow, fresh honeysuckle, or fresh citrus. You'll just have to see for yourself. Try Breck Clean Rinse. It's the one you can see right through.
Hey, what's going on? Can't you feel the beat? Something's happening up the street. What's going on at the corner? Casual Corner.
And now at the corner, get this. Beautiful, soft, $80 suede jackets. On sale for only $49.99. Wow! At that price, you could buy two. Beautiful suede jackets for only $49.99. While you're at the corner, look at their buckskin jackets. They're on sale, too. And don't forget their fantastic selection of shirts, jeans, pants, and sweaters. That's what's going on now at Casual Corner. See you at the corner.
It's happening at the corner, Casual Corner, Eastwood Center, Embarcadero Center, Hillsdale Mall, Sun Valley Mall, and Southland Mall. Come on down.
Casual Corner.
With macho minstrels like Elvis and Fabian becoming teen idols, parents worry about the corruption of their children's morals. Finally, a clean-cut crooner emerges to put parental fears to rest. But Dick Clark questions his image.
I've always had tremendous respect for Pat Boone. It's funny, in the early days, a lot of people used to confuse us. He was the guy with the white shoes. I don't subscribe to Pat's way of living, nor do I denigrate it, nor make fun of it. He is one of the brightest, most articulate men I've ever met in my life. It's funny, in a heart-to-heart conversation, I would have to say to him, in all honesty, I think he hurt himself by making himself so pure. It's very, very hard for the average person to relate to a man that is as basically good as Pat Boone is.
On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand.
New breed of young entertainers are no different than other kids their age. Some, like Pat Boone, go to college. Some, like Elvis, are drafted. And others fall in love. The period's most hushed-up romance involves a prolific singer-songwriter and America's favorite mouseketeer.
I remember a coupling. We sent out Paul Anka, who was a dear friend, and lovely lady, Annette Funicello, the idol of millions and millions of young boys and girls. But there was a very, very strange industry reaction, specifically from the studio that Annette worked for, and it ended up in Well, a hit record being written, not only once, but a record, a song that was to come around again.
The story behind that was because of Annette, who was the Mousketeer at the time. And I was on the road on tour, and she came on the tour also. And we started hitting it off together. And, of course, she had that thing going with Disney, so they weren't really too sure they wanted her to get involved with me. So, you know, we had a real teenage thing going, so I wrote the song Puppy Love, because, you know, they were all observing what we were up to and said, you can't do it, so I wrote Puppy Love.
And they called it Puppy Love. Oh, I guess they'll never know how a young heart really feels and why I love her so. And they called it puppy love just because we're 17. Tell them all it, please tell them it isn't fair to take away my only dream. I cry each night, my tears for you, my tears are all in vain. Oh, and I pray that maybe someday you'll be back,
you'll be back
in my arms,
in my arms
once again.
You'll be back in my arms once again.
Someone help me, help me, help me, please. Is the answer up above? Can I tell them this is not a puppy love?
Not a puppy love.
Someone help me, help me, help me, please. Is the answer up above?
Rock and roll moves from the old neighborhood street corner into Madison Square Garden. Thanks to the enormous ratings generated by Dick Clark's pioneering bandstand shows, network executives look for new ways to present rock music on television. Ed Sullivan and Steve Allen feature rock on their Sunday night shows. But the summit is reached when a rock star is born on a TV situation comedy, The Adventures of Ozzy and Harriet.
Let me ask you a little trivia question here. People with the most top 10 records in all of history, name five of them. You'd say Elvis Presley, right? The Beatles, the Supremes. Who do you think is number four? Yeah. Ricky or Rick Nelson. Now, can you imagine the frustration of a man like that who had, 19 or 20 gold records in his early life? Goes to do a rock and roll revival show at Madison Square Garden and gets booed by the audience because he tried new material? Well, one good thing came out of it. He wrote it.
The word revival conjures up strange thoughts for me. I'd like to feel that I hadn't passed away or anything. You know, I was very actively involved, you know, in music. But anyway, against my better judgment, I went and did that, the rock and roll revival show, and I really had never seen one, and I didn't know that the game that was had to be played. You know, you had to come out and look exactly like the 50s and all that. And if I had known that, honestly, I wouldn't have done it, because I wouldn't do that. But we did all old songs, and the song that came out of that Garden Party was, you know, I would start thinking back on that night and my thoughts about that particular night, and that's the song, really.
I went to a garden party to rent
reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories, play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me, I didn't look the same. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da. Played them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. Said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. When I sang a song about a honky-tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da. Closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like he should. You gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da da da. And it's all right now. Yeah, learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
While Rick Nelson has the luxury of launching his career through his own TV series, most aspiring artists aren't so fortunate. There's a new phenomenon brewing, street corner singing, as thousands of Easterners serenade their neighbors. A few of them are even discovered.
Now, I've often said that if there were no East, there probably wouldn't have been a rock and roll. Street corner singers, as it were, street singers, is a misnomer. You think immediately of a man with a guitar and a tin cup or something. But in the old days, guys in neighborhoods in Brooklyn and the Bronx and downtown Cleveland, Ohio, would gather either in a subway station or a newsstand and sing and harmonize and do a cappella singing. You know why that worked? It was real. It was honest. It was a reflection of what was going on in that urban life. And I've had a friend for years who, man, has more stories. But those stories, those experiences, helped him build his music. His name is Dion DiMucci.
The Wanderer was written, let's see, there's Janie on my left arm, there's Mary on my right. Somebody's a girl that I'll be with tonight. When she asks me which one I love the best, I tear open my shirt and I show a rosy on my chest. That was written about a kid who got started slowly, got one girl's name tattooed on his left arm. He was going with her, you know. And we'd write songs about anything. And this kid hung out at the local bar
And he went out with Janie and got it tattooed on his arm. He was real proud of it. One of the first tattoos I saw. It was really nice looking, you know. I never got enough courage to get one, but when he changed his girlfriend, like the following week, he had to get it covered up with a panther. And that's what turned me off on tattoos, because then he got like, Janie on my left arm, Flo on my right arm, whatever, right? So he got Flo on his right arm. And then he had to get Flo covered up with a rose because, you know, he started going out with Beatrice. And then he got Rosie finally on his chest, and then he got Rosie covered up with a battleship. But that's the way that song was born.
The man who must have indirectly taught Elton John everything about the piano. Next on Rock, Roll, and Remember.
Oh my. This is the ultimate look for the contemporary girl here at the Young Delivery Service at iMagnon. We have two models with us today, and the first is wearing some very feminine menswear in tweeds, flannel, and wool by Larry Levine. Here's a blazer, skirt, and vest from Bagatelle. Our model fits beautifully into this outfit, and so can you. I'm about to drop my microphone. It looks gorgeous. Why don't they make things like this for me? May I ask, what kind of material is it?
It's 100% wool by Bagatelle.
Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you. It fits well, and I feel good in it.
If you want the right kind of attention for the holidays, come to the Young Delivery Service at the iMagnon store closest to you.
Big things are happening at the Comfort Zone Waterbed Warehouse. Come on over. 17th and Emmett's at Fremont Boulevard, right next to General Motors. It's happening. The Comfort Zone Holiday Celebration. Get ready for some dynamite deals. We're going to blow the doors down. I'll tell you right now, you can have a complete Comfort Zone flotation sleep waterbed at a price you wouldn't believe. Now, from Hammond comes their complete unfinished waterbed seconds. We made a special one-time purchase. But what a value. King, queen, super single, or twin. Will they last? Complete for $88 each. I'm not kidding. It's a special special one-time purchase. Six different Waterbed, your choice of solid, just $188 each. You get the Hammond Stain 4-poster, $188. How about the Rusty Complete Waterbed, $188. The Mini Mark by Advance, $188. The Winchester, one of my favorite beds, $188. Laguna's Campaigner, $188. The Cosmos Thickly Padded Waterbed with a matching headboard, $188. Your choice. You got to come by the Comfort Zone Waterbed Warehouse. And there's much more. King-sized Beacon blankets, many beautiful patterns and solids, slashed to $9 each. Solid wood nightstands, $9 each. A special collection. 17, the limits at Fremont Boulevard before 10, the Comfort Zone.
K106, B. Dalton Books and Dick Clark have a special invitation for you. It's an autograph party this coming Friday afternoon at 4:30. Come on down to the B. Dalton Bookstore, downtown San Francisco, and meet Dick Clark in person. Dick will be autographing copies of his new book, Rock, Roll, and Remember. And you're invited to come on down and say hello. Don't forget the date, this Friday, December 3rd, at B. Dalton Books, corner of Kearney and Sutter in downtown San Francisco. Now let's get back to Rock, Roll, and Remember on K106.
Few of the stars who are now such a part of Dick Clark's life could be termed sedate. But one man in particular is wilder than the rest. With his long blonde hair flying in all directions, he thumps his piano as if he's trying to destroy it. Later, he will shock the world when he marries his 14-year-old cousin.
Jerry Lee Lewis came to Philadelphia on many occasions. The most startling thing that he ever did was to appear as one of the first guests on our old Dick Clark Saturday Night Beach Nut show. And he had a leopard skin lapel tuxedo on. Balls of fire were flying in all directions. And I mean, you got to picture that on national TV, 7:30 at night. Little old ladies from Dubuque had to throw themselves out the window.
Publicity has never bothered me. I could kill you right now with a sawed-off shotgun, and they could lock me in the prison here in California, and they could bring a tape recorder to that prison and give me a piano, and I could cut a record, and if they played it on the radio, it'd sell. I can sell records. I've proven it. I didn't mean it. I'd kill you.
Thank God.
If you get shot leaving, I'll get blamed for it. Sure.
I'm all over baby, I'm whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I say come on over baby, baby you can't go wrong. We ain't faking, whole lot of shaking going on. Well, I say come on over baby, we got chicken in the corner. Shake it, baby, shake it. Ooh, shake it, baby. Come on.
couple of guys from California that came east with great regularity. I don't know, Jan or Dean told me at one time they made, I don't know, 18 or 19 appearances on the show. When they came to Philadelphia, it was as if a new world arrived. They arrived with the bleached blonde hair, the surfer look. They sang about hot rods and big waves, and you lay that on an Eastern-oriented audience, cosmopolitan, fighting the muggers and the taxi cabs, and that, that had to look like the pot at the end of the rainbow.
Two girls for every
One early star remains a lifelong friend of Dick Clark's. The man is a humble New Orleans pianist whose first name is Antoine.
I love Fats Domino. He is one of the kindest human beings I know. He's a very, very humble, shy man. He never wanted to do television. He was always scared to death. He'd come and he says, "Is there anything else we can do but do this?" And he was so big and so important. It would take me days to convince him to do it.
I'm walking, here's the knee, and I'm talking. Me, I'm hoping that you come back to me. I'm lonely as I can be. I'm waiting for your company. I'm hoping that you come back to me. What you gonna do when the well run dry? You gonna run away and hide? I'm gonna run right by your side. For you, pretty baby, are evil child. I'm walking, yes indeed, I'm talking. We'll be right back.
like you meet.
And that brings hour three to a close. Please join Joseph Campanella again in chapter four as Clark discusses the development of the music on Rock, Roll, and Remember.
Now this is it. The Music Faucet brings it all together just for you. It's the Music Faucet's before, during, and after Thanksgiving pre-Christmas stock inventory sale. Everything in the store, and I do mean everything, on sale for an incredible weekend. 698 list LPs, just $366. 798 tapes at an unbelievable $477. And dig it? The complete stock of oldies LPs, now just $1.98. Plus, the Music Faucet will improve the fidelity of your life with an Akai 1730SS quadraphonic reel-to-reel tape machine, just $299. You got it. And you know it's good because it's taping this commercial right now, meeting all broadcast standards. It's fully reconditioned and completely guaranteed. It all happens this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Music Faucet's before, during, and after Thanksgiving pre-Christmas stock inventory sale. The Music Faucet, Foothill and A Streets in Hayward, where beautiful people and beautiful music always come together.
Here comes the hit machine, one of K-Town's greatest albums ever. 20 original hits, original stars, Maxine Nightingale. Superstar Elton John. Kiss, Linda Ronstadt, Johnny Taylor, and John Sebastian.
Welcome back.
Hit machine, the music never stops with the fantastic Bellamy Brothers. Super group of 76, KC and the Sunshine Band. Jesse Calder, Rick Springfield, and Rick Dees. Sensational Starbucks.
Right.
Hit Machine rolls out 20 fantastic original hits.
Feels right.
Walter Murphy and the Big Apple Band. Hit Machine, 20 giant hits, all original stars. $5.99 from K-Tel. Tape $7.99.
Hit Machine, now available at Sears, Banana Records, Music Land, participating JCPenney stores, Montgomery Ward, and Woolworth, SH Crest, Drug King, Pay and Save, and Payless.
Oh, Donna, oh, Donna, oh, Donna, oh, Donna, I had a girl, Donna was her name.
Listening to Rock. Roll and Remember with Dick Clark on KFRC-FM San Francisco. K106.
And we're back with hour four of our special, Dick Clark, Rock, Roll, and Remember. More than anything else, the story of Dick Clark is the story of music. And during this fourth chapter, we'll follow the evolution of rock and roll, as told by the man who helped make it happen. Right now, your host, Joseph Campanella.
It's the early 50s, and radio programmers are refusing to put rock music on the air. Perhaps they think if they ignore it, it will go away. Despite these efforts, some rock records made by white musicians are playing anyway. But black artists who record the bulk of the rhythm and blues songs are confronted by a far more serious problem.
As a funny thing, because top 40 music wasn't around in those days, there wasn't any rhythm and blues being played on white radio stations. Race music, as we used to call it in those days. And there was a man in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania named J. Michaels who had the same time period, roughly 2 o'clock in the afternoon to 6 o'clock, and he was killing them in the ratings. So they flew me from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh, and I sat in a hotel for 3 days and listened to J. Michaels. And I went back to Philadelphia and said, I can do J. better than he can do himself. And J. used to talk in a deep, low voice and say, well, I'll lie back in my hammock and play you. And what he did was he played top 40 music, and they had me playing middle-of-the-road music. I had a terrible time. I play a Nat King Cole record. And the man who managed the radio station would call down and say, get him off. He sings from his stomach.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me. The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
The industry terms R&B or rhythm and blues songs race records. They are not played on white pop music stations. But the songs themselves are hits, so a new practice emerges. Race records are toned down and covered by white groups. Rudy Maggiore of the Crew Cuts.
Yeah, that's what happened. Art Talmadge of Mercury Records heard a record on the R&B chart called Shaboom, and he said this thing could be a smash if it was covered right away. And so he said, okay. He said, well, we'll have to jump on the other record, and we agreed. And he was right, because it came out and it was a 2 million seller, and it stayed on the, it broke all records for the number one song at that point. I think it stayed about 15 weeks, number one.
Hey, da, de, ding, dong, da, lang, da, lang, da, lang. Boom, ba, lo, ba, do, ba, do, ba, day.
Oh, life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again.
Oh, life could be a dream if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Now every time I look at you, something is on my mind.
Da, 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 da.
If you do what I want you to,
baby, we'd be so far.
Oh, life could be a dream if
I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Shaboom, shaboom, yada la 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 la, shaboom, shaboom, yada la 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 la, shaboom, shaboom, yada la 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 la, shaboom. Shaboom, shaboom, yada la 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 la, shaboom, shaboom, yada la 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 la, shaboom, shaboom, yada la 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 la, shaboom.
You, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'd be so fine. Life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love,
life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again, shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again, boom, shaboom.
Hello.
Life could be a dream, life could be a dream, sweetheart, life could be a dream, if only all my precious plans would come true, if you would let me spend my whole life loving you,
life could be a dream, sweetheart,
sweetheart.
Because American Bandstand is nationally televised from Philadelphia, it only stands to reason that the city of brotherly love would become a rock music center. Crooners are coming from out of the woodwork. One comes out from behind a trumpet.
I remember a young fellow in Philadelphia who was a trumpet player with Rocco and the Saints, not a notable group by any means. I don't think there's anybody in the world remembers it. His great guiding light early in the days was a very brilliant young manager named Bob Marcucci, who with his partner Peter DeAngelis owned a record company named Chancellor. They told the kid that he really shouldn't be a trumpeter, he should be a singer because he looked the part. Now that's interesting, that's a reflection of the 50s. Took him into a studio and as a lark, he was practicing behind a screen a song. As a matter of fact, he tells the story better than I do.
During the rehearsals for the band, I was in my booth to record, and Peter DeAngelis was producing the record. They were running it down, and the rhythm of the song... Now, you've got to realize one thing, that I am now singing a rock and roll song after a guy that has studied a lot of music and classical music. So now I'm hearing these rhythms and the way the arrangement was written of... So as they were running it down, I was singing... So Pete said to me, what are you doing in there? So I said, I don't know, that's the way sound feels to me. He says, well, let's put one down like that, singing it like that. I said, you've got to be kidding. He said, no, it's a wild sound. It's a different kind of a sound.
No one else can have my Dinah, 'cause my Dinah is a minor. Pretty Dinah, pretty Dinah, Bonnie, Maroney, and Peggy Sue. Ain't got that all so very true. But with my Dinah, I sure knew there's nothing for me she wouldn't do. Oh, that's my Dinah, my own Dinah. There's no gal like can be
With Clark now totally in the midst of musical energy, it's only natural that the creative juices should start flowing within him. His contributions may be modest, but millions of people notice the results.
In the old days, of course, I had a record company. I had several record companies, and though not being musically creative, there was one record that I had a little something to do with. A friend of mine who was a teenager, who was a truck driver in Boston when I first knew him, had a record that was made by Bob Crew and Frank Slay, and I was sitting in the kitchen, as a matter of fact, of my record company partner, Bernie Binnick, when they played this first record for me over the phone, and I listened to it, and there was hooting and hollering in the background and so forth, and there was a heavy backbeat drum, and I said, you know, if you could just add a little more to it. And then with that, I dropped the phone to the floor, and I beat on the kitchen floor, and I went... And that was my contribution. That became a part of every Freddie Cannon record that was ever made.
Clark gives birth to a smash hit, next on Rock, Roll, and Remember.
Okay, you say you've had it with those big stereo consoles, and you want to get into components, but money's a problem? Well, listen to this very, very carefully. Sunset Stereo, the little store with the big sound, is making an unbelievable offer. You get a Girard turntable equipped with a high-response cartridge and diamond needle, along with a transparent dust cover and bass, a solid-state AM-FM multiplex stereo amplifier with an 8-track stereo tape player, two dynamic speakers with a walnut finish, and stereo headphones. The price? Well, take a guess. $250? $200? $150? You're not even close. The entire stereo component system sells for, now you're ready for this, just $99.95. That's right, just $99.95. The Girard turntable, dust cover, bass, FM, AM stereo, 8-track tape player, speakers and headphones, everything's included for the low price of $99.95. There's nothing extra to buy. Now, where can you get it? Sunset Stereo, 2555 Irving Street in San Francisco. Better write that address down. 2555 Irving Street, San Francisco, $99.95. Buys it all.
When I was just a young boy, my daddy worked in the mine. Up Blue Denim Mountain, each morning we would climb. My dad mined Levi's blue jeans, their quality's the best. Dad wouldn't have no others, they couldn't pass the test. One day when they're digging blue jeans and loading up the train, my daddy cried, "Eureka, another Levi's vein." New shirts and pants and jackets, you should have heard the cheers. Other fabrics, other colors, the biggest strike in years. That mine's still full of Levi's, though daddy's long been gone. We're always finding new things, we keep it running strong. Come visit Levi's Mountain, you can't make a mistake, 'cause we put a little blue jean in everything we make. Levi's, Levi's.
K106 and B. Dalton Booksellers hope you're enjoying the 6-hour super special and would like to invite you to a very special autograph party this Friday afternoon at 4:30. Meet Dick Clark in person as he autographs copies of his new book, Rock, Roll, and Remember, at the B. Dalton store downtown at the corner of Kearney and Sutter Streets. It'll be a fun day for everyone. Don't miss this chance to see and meet Dick Clark this Friday afternoon, 4:30 to 6, at B. Dalton Books, corner of Kearney and Sutter in downtown San Francisco. Now, back to Rock, Roll, and Remember on K106.
Clark keeps his ears open for new sounds, especially if they're local.
In the days when I was in the music publishing business, I could very often find out ahead of time what somebody would be looking for. In those days, people didn't write their own songs. You had a battery of writers sitting in a back room somewhere, and I went to him and I said, Frankie Avalon's got a new record coming up. He needs a new release. Write something that appeals to sub-teen and teen girls, that shows them as mature young women and attractive and so forth. And there was method in that madness. We put together a very, very commercial song. I genuinely believed that it would be a big hit. It was a modest-sized hit because the best laid plans, it became the other side of a bigger song. And the song that we had planned that would appeal to the young ladies in the 50s was a thing called Bobby Socks to Stockings.
When a girl changes from Bobby Socks to Stockings, and she starts trading her baby toys for boys, when that one shy little sleeping head learns about love and its lilt, you can bet that the change is more than from cotton to silk. If a miss wants to be kissed instead of cuddled, and to this you are in doubt is what to say. When a girl changes from Bobby Socks to Stockings, then she's old enough to give her heart away. When a girl changes from Bobby Socks Stockings, and she starts trading her baby toys for boys, when that one shy little sleepy head learns about love and its lilt, you can bet that the change is more than from cotton to silk. If a miss wants to be kissed instead of cuddled, and to this you are in doubt is what to say. When a girl changes from Bobby Socks to Stockings, then she's old enough to give her heart.
As American Bandstand becomes the most powerful vehicle for exposing new records, music publishers start bringing Clark new songs even before they're recorded. His suggestions help turn mediocre tunes into bestsellers.
I have a favorite story about a song that was brought to me by Artie Singer. Everybody was coming out of the woodwork when the bandstand first started with songs having to do with dances of the day, and they came to me with a song called Doin' the Bop. And let's all do the bop, and the bop this and the bop that. And I said, you know, that's great, except the bop is fading. What's going on now? Are record hops, sock hops. Why don't you change that around a little bit and call it, you know, call it At the Hop if you want.
One-hit group with a one-note song. Next on Rock, Roll, and Remember.
The following is a conversation.
Hi, I'm Papsy Georgian.
And I'm Russ Holcomb.
And we're here at Marlene's No. 1 Market Plaza, continuing our exciting fashion show.
And coming down the aisle right now is Marcia in her long blonde hair, and she's wearing something called a gunny sack dress, but it doesn't look like a gunny sack to me.
You're right, Russ, it sure doesn't. It's a long floral printed voile dress with antique lace panels and layered skirts, just yards and yards of fabric. It's exquisite.
Very soft, very feminine looking from Marlene's. Penny's our next model. She's wearing a chiffon outfit. It's a long dress and it looks like a poncho over it.
Yes, that's not what we usually consider a poncho, Russ, but it is a long Niesta halter dress in a lovely soft ivory color. Notice the embroidered flowers on the chiffon poncho trimmed in ribbon. It's just lush.
Very nice. Does it come in all sizes?
It comes in all sizes. It also comes in black. Look at how it moves. It is exquisite.
Available at all Marlene stores, 13 of them throughout the entire Bay Area.
Marlene's announces the opening of another new store at the Hilltop Mall in Richmond.
someday you'll own. Someday you'll own. Sooner or later, you'll own generals.
General Tire doesn't claim its tire experts have all the answers, but they can tell you just about everything you want to know about tires, and that's important with so many new kinds of tires coming out and with so many different claims about all those tires. The General Tire Specialist is trained to analyze what tire fits your driving habits, your car, and your budget. And the General Tire Specialist can handle your automotive service needs, too. He's one of the reasons, sooner or later, you'll own Generals. Check the yellow pages for the General Tire Headquarters near you.
Sooner or later, you'll own Generals. Sooner or later, you'll own Generals.
Thanks to Clark, rock becomes, if not respected, at least accepted. Civic and church groups once proclaimed rock would rot the minds of youth. Rest when it turns out teenagers grow up, go to college, get jobs, settle down, and raise families. But some people still have problems understanding this new music. And that includes some of the very people who work on Clark's TV shows.
The man who produced the old Saturday night show was a classically oriented producer, a man who did the Bell Telephone Hour and things of that nature. And his name was Lewis Hayward. We would select the music in Philadelphia, book the acts, and send him the record so he could listen to them. I got a frantic telephone call one day, and he said, "You've gone insane. You are actually going to expose this record and this group to the American public on the nationwide ABC television network?" In glorious black and white, of course. I said, "Of course." He says, "Well, I give up. I give up." He was referring to The Book of Love by a group aptly called The Monotones.
I wonder, wonder, who wrote the book of love?
Oh, I wonder, wonder, who wrote the book of love?
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this book of love, ours is the one that's true.
I wonder, wonder, who wrote the book of love? You give her just one more chance. Oh, I wonder, wonder, who wrote the book of love?
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do. And it says so in this book of love, ours is the one that's true.
I wonder, wonder, who wrote the book of love?
In 1959, Clark decides to take the music directly to the people. He organizes the Caravan of Stars, and a galaxy of the leading stars of the day pile on buses to play in any town that would have them. On one of these forays into the countryside, an unknown British singer shocks the local custodians of public morality.
Oh, yeah. In the early days, when we first brought this fellow over here, he was, first of all, he only had one hit record, and was kind of a... It wasn't a favor booking, but he wasn't a big star. He was a great performer. And you got to remember, in the Caravan of Stars in the old days, we had 17 rock and roll acts all jammed onto a bus playing in high school gymnasiums and old theaters and what have you. They didn't have the kind of arenas we had today. And very often they were school-sponsored. And this guy would go up on the stage and do his act very, very much as he would do it today. But you got to remember, it was the early 60s. I remember meeting with the PTA one day, and we had an afternoon performance and a night performance. Said, if he does the same thing again tonight, we're going to close you down. That was Tom Jones.
It's not unusual you want to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual you want to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual you want to see me cry. I want to die. It's not unusual you want to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever want to be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want to do. It's not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual to find that.
Bandstand gets America up on its feet, dancing. From Maine to California, they're doing the twist, the bop, the mashed potatoes, and the watusi. But there's one dance in which a couple strolls between two lines of people that as yet doesn't have a name or even a song written about it.
You know, in the old days, everybody was conjuring up songs that would create a dance. They'd create a dance for a new pair of blue jeans or socks or a hairdo or something. That was never successful. I did one time, however, give a tip to some friends of mine that didn't cause a turning point in their career because they were doing well, but they were in Philadelphia promoting a record that wasn't making it. And I pointed to a dance that was being done in the studio, and I said, you see that dance right there? There is no song for that kind of dancing right now, and you can have an instantaneous hit if you just sit down in a corner somewhere and create a song that goes with the dance. And they did, and the group was the Diamonds, and the dance was the Stroll.
Come, let's go.
How I love to stroll.
the British invade Philadelphia and lose. Everybody wants to be a star in the late 50s. Rock bands form in every town that has enough electricity to power a couple of guitars. Kids who were once singing in church choirs are now vocalizing on street corners, hoping to be discovered. And record promoters are boldly bursting into Clark's cramped offices with their latest talent finds. Meanwhile, a country duo are in the studio cutting a record. They aren't all that hopeful of being discovered. They just badly need that $64 session fee.
The song had been shown to Gordon Terry, who was also signed at the same time as we were to the company, and he'd turned it down, you know, and Archie tried it with us, and he claimed it worked, but... you know, all those things were mystical to me. I had no concept. And then Donald slapped that intro on the front of it, and it did come alive then. You know, we knew the intro was good. And we went in to cut it, but we went in to cut for the $64. You know, that's what I went in to get, you know, a quick 64 bucks.
One of the most popular bandstand features is Rate a Record, where the music consumers themselves try to pick the hits of tomorrow. But the kids proved to be poor prognosticators. In December of 1958, David Seville's Chipmunk Song gets a 35, the lowest rating possible. Within weeks, the record sells millions. Then in 1963, Clark's jury rates a song by an unknown act from England.
We played that record on the Rate a Record portion of American Bandstand. And it was a strange reaction. The kids listened to this thing, and to the best of my recollection, they gave it around, I don't know, 73. Barely passable. They said it reminded them of the Everly Brothers and Chuck Berry and things like that. They didn't like She Loves You.
She loves you, yeah. She loves you.
you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
Dick Clark's favorite song of all time. Next on Rock, Roll, and Remember.
Hey, there's exciting things happening at the Comfort Zone Waterbed Warehouse Fremont, and we want you to be part of it. Yes, the Comfort Zone Waterbed Warehouse holiday celebration. Waterbeds, works of art for the wall, lamps, mirrors, bedspreads, pillows, and you should see the beautiful bedroom furniture, like the Barker six-piece bedroom suite. Picture this in your bedroom tonight. Large dresser, twin mirrors, two nightstands, king or queen headboard. Steal it for $278. Waterbeds, like the Cosmos. This is a padded waterbed with matching headboard, all sizes, $158 at the Comfort Zone Waterbed Warehouse right now. And there's more. Let's talk about accessories. Three-speed vibrators, $12 each. And now solid wood cube-style nightstands, $9 each. Macrame plant hangers, perfect for your bedroom for any room, $9 each. Yes, the Comfort Zone Waterbed Warehouse. King-size beacon blankets, many beautiful patterns and solids, slashed to $9 each. And wait till you see this. Surround yourself with the elegant feel of satin and a reversible comforter. Slashed to $14 in beautiful shades of green. Limited quantity, $14 each. 17, the limits at Fremont Boulevard. Hurry, the Comfort Zone.
If you've been waiting for the right time to buy that special gift for Christmas, this is it. The Christmas truck is here at Lombard's Lafayette. It's our biggest holiday price blowout ever. A ton full of Christmas cargo, all at unbelievable low prices. Pioneer Project 60 speakers, last week's price $80. But today, you pay only $48 each. Sony's rugged AM/FM pocket radios, $25. Stanton 500D stereo cartridge, slashed to $15. Pioneer doormat car speakers, $9 a pair. Lafayette walkie-talkies from $8. Superscope Dolby cassette deck, now only $117. Scott 60-minute cassettes, 2 for $0.99. You'll find great gift ideas in every department. Calculators, CBs, TV games, car and component stereos, and more. The Christmas truck is here with over 200 items at blowout prices. Only Lombards can make it happen, and it's happening right now.
Lombards Lafayette. We have it all.
727 Market Street in downtown San Francisco.
K106, B. Dalton Books and Dick Clark have a special invitation for you. It's an autograph party this coming Friday afternoon at 4:30. Come on down to the B. Dalton Bookstore, downtown San Francisco, and meet Dick Clark in person. Dick will be autographing copies of his new book, Rock, Roll, and Remember. And you're invited to come on down and say hello. Don't forget the date, this Friday, December 3rd, at B. Dalton Books, corner of Kearney and Sutter in downtown San Francisco. Now let's get back to Rock, Roll, and Remember on K106.
And in case you just joined us, you're listening to a radio exclusive, Dick Clark, Rock, Roll, and Remember, and our host, Joseph Campanella.
In hour five of Rock, Roll, and Remember, we'll examine the business of music and learn what happens when Dick Clark finds himself on the business end of a congressional investigation into payola.
I kind of doubt whether there would ever have been the furor created over payola in current days, post-Watergate days, as there was in the 1959-1960 era. You got to remember that Congress just came off an investigation at Jimmy Hoffa. That was a sensation. Got headlines everywhere. Followed immediately by the quiz show scandals. I mean, there was a show called the $64,000 question that was rigged, and they proved that a young man named Charles Van Doren knew the answers. Well, this is like, you know, saying that Mickey Mouse wore a Timex watch, or there was no Santa Claus, you know. The world was shocked, and Congress thought they had another hot thing going with payola. I don't think it would get the attention ever again.
But music remains more than just a business to Dick Clark, for the one-time jazz fan is now a dedicated rock and roll addict. His best friends are entertainers. Some of their careers are launched by him. And over the years, Clark listens to literally tens of thousands of tunes. With so much music in a life, If anyone would find it hard to narrow it all down to a favorite song, it would be Dick Clark.
People forever asking me, don't you have any favorite songs? And usually when I'm out in the public, I say, you know, I avoid the issue because my personal favorites are not all that interesting. They're all kinds of music, but I have one that stays in my mind because, like everybody, when you think of a memory song, it conjures up a picture for me. I used to do 7 to 14 record hops a week, and they were fun in the beginning, and after a while, it was a terrible drag. I just never want to do a record hop ever again in my life because there were so many times when, you know, my personal life was falling down around my head and things were going badly, and there I was doing a record hop. At the end of every one of those, though, we used to play a song that was sung by a very dear late friend of mine, Jesse Belvin. And it's a funny thing because it's a soft, pretty ballad, but I find it very exhilarating to this day because it meant the end of the night. It was the last song, and I could go home when Jesse sang.
Good night, my love. Pleasant dreams and sleep tight, my love. May tomorrow be sunny and bright. Bring you closer to me.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Before you go, there's just one thing I'd like to know. Is your love still warm for me? Or has it grown? If you should awake in the still of night, please have no fear, for I'll be there. You know I care. Please give your love me, dear, only. Good night, my love. Pleasant dreams and sleep tight, my love. May tomorrow be sunny and bright and bring you closer to me.
When the English invasion attacks America in the mid-60s, many of the biggest early rock superstars fade from the limelight. Fortunately, they return to public view in the 70s, some riding the wave of nostalgia, and others because they have reached the crest of their talent. Dion, Paul Anka, Rick Nelson all become contemporary musical forces. But one rock pioneer comes back with a vengeance. He is rediscovered in England by Elton John, and he is more popular than ever before on his second time around.
You know what bothers me more than anything else in the world? I'll get in a taxi cab somewhere and say, hey, whatever happened to so-and-so? I remember when he was real big. Now, that bugs me. I remember vividly 2-3 years ago, a cabbie said to me, I remember there used to be a guy from Brooklyn, New York, had a lot of records. My daughter used to buy him, a fellow named Sedaka. Whatever happened to that guy? Now, that dummy didn't know that Neil Sedaka was and is a superstar of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Of course, the story is told now. Talent never goes away. If Elton John was kind enough to throw his cloak around Neil and give him another start, fine. But everybody who ever knew Neil knew he was a genius. And thank goodness Sedaka is back.
You tell me that you're leaving. I can't believe it's true. Girl, there's just no living without you. Don't take your love. if you go, then I'll be blue. Breaking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me all through the night. Think of all that we've been through. Breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true. Don't say that this is the end. I wish that we were making up again. I beg of you, don't say goodbye. Can't we give our love just one more try? Come on, baby, let's start.
That brings Hour 4 to a close. Join us in Chapter 5 for a behind-the-scenes look at the Paola scandals and more as Joseph Campanella presents Dick Clark, Rock, Roll, and Remember.
Here comes the Hit Machine, one of K-Town's greatest albums ever. 20 original hits, original stars, Maxine Nightingale. The music never stops with the fantastic Bellamy Brothers. Super group of 76, KC and the Sunshine Band. Marty McClay, Jesse Calder, Rick Springfield, and Rick Dees. Sensational Starbucks. Hit Machine rolls out 20 fantastic original hits. Walter Murphy and the Big Apple Band. Hit Machine, 20 giant hits, all original stars. $5.99 from K-Tel. Take $7.99.
Hit Machine, now available at Sears, Banana Records, Music Land, participating JCPenney stores, Montgomery Ward, and Woolworth, SH Crest, Drug King, Pay and Save, and Payless.
Now this is it. The Music Faucet brings it all together just for you. It's the Music Faucet's before, during, and after Thanksgiving pre-Christmas stock inventory sale. Everything in the store, and I do mean everything, on sale for an incredible weekend. 698 list LPs, just $3.66. 798 tapes at an unbelievable $4.77. And dig it? The complete stock of oldies LPs, now just $1.98. Plus, the Music Faucet will improve the fidelity of your life with an Akai 1730SS quadraphonic reel-to-reel tape machine, just $2.99. You got it. And you know it's good because it's taping this commercial right now, meeting all broadcast standards. It's fully reconditioned and completely guaranteed. It all happens this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Music Faucet's before, during, and after Thanksgiving pre-Christmas stock inventory sale. The Music Faucet, Foothill and A Streets in Hayward, where beautiful people and beautiful music always come together.
Gonna find her. dreams on fire.
Listening to Rock, Roll, and Remember with Dick Clark on KFRC-FM San Francisco, K106.
We begin Chapter 5 now of our radio exclusive, Dick Clark, Rock, Roll, and Remember. Here again, Joseph Campanella.
Before anything else, the music business is just that, business. Published figures indicate that it is a $2 billion a year industry. Though it isn't quite that large back in 1959, it is still big business. And while the record-buying public is rocking and rolling, behind the scenes, there is turmoil. Dick Clark.
I often watch television and wonder if people really know that there's a human being behind the person that they see there. I mean, as much as you think you know your favorite television star, somebody who may be on just conversing every day, you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I vividly recall back in the fall, it would have been in November of 1959, we had a big contest, the winners of which would go to dinner with Frankie Avalon and Fabian at one of the most famous restaurants in Philadelphia, old original bookbinders. We were supposed to go down there and have photographs taken and pick out the lobster from the tank and all. And I knew all that day and all that night that the very next morning it would be announced in blazing headlines that Dick Clark would be accused of taking payola and had been summoned to the Washington hearings, which probably would have meant the end of it all. But I was there, and I was taking the pictures. I was on television that day saying, hey, we'll be back in just a moment. And that's it for today on American Bandstand. The mouse is on his way. For now, Dick Clark, so long. Oy, ooh.
You cheated, you lied, you said that you loved me. You cheated, you lied, you said that you want me.
In this hour, a look at the music business, behind the scenes. By the beginning of 1958, rock and roll is firmly entrenched as a permanent fixture on the music scene. Dick Clark and American Bandstand are in the forefront of this new art form. But then in March of that year, a small crack appears in the dam. Billboard magazine interviews Clark. They ask his views on payola to disc jockeys. There are no major headlines as yet, and Clark tells the magazine he doesn't think the payola situation is very significant. By the end of the following year, he is, in his own words, whistling a different tune.
Well, you know, I've always had sympathy for people who make dumb mistakes. I've made a lot of them in my life. The dumbest thing I ever did in the payola days was to accept gifts. We all did. Now, first of all, there was point number one, there was nothing illegal about it. There was certainly, we would be subject to a lot of criticism, and people were constantly forcing things on me. I remember vividly one night, my wife at the time and I had dinner with another man and his wife who were in the record business, and he had just given a set of gold hubcaps to a friend of his. And he pulled out this giant pinky ring. Now, the pinky ring had a diamond in it the size of your thumbnail, and it was white gold or platinum. Now, this sounds really dumb. He forced this ring on me, and you say, yeah. But you got to remember, that year I made almost $1 million. So I didn't need a ring. It didn't mean anything at all to me. I took it, and I've done this in my life. Even since then, I haven't learned my lesson so as not to offend him, not to hurt his feelings. And I regretted it. I regret it to this day. I regretted it 5 minutes later when the payola thing came up. I said, holy mackerel, they're going to ask me about the dumb ring that sat in a safety deposit box for most of its life.
Won't you wear my ring up around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heck? Let them see your love for me, and let them see by the ring you'll make. Won't you wear my ring up around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heck? Let them know
defines the word payola as meaning undercover or indirect payment, as to a disc jockey, for a commercial favor, as in plugging a record. Today, payola is a federal offense which carries a possible prison term and heavy fine. However, in 1959, it is not illegal. But the Washington investigators think they smell a rat, and while they question many people, it is Dick Clark who presents the biggest target. And Clark, realizing this, decides to take action.
As soon as I knew that I had to go to Washington, it was in November of 1959, I sent myself a letter, and this record, by the way, was in the envelope, sealed it, had it notarized and subsigned and all, and I said, in effect, this record by Tommy Sands will never be a hit. I love the artist. He's a fine gentleman. It's a capital record. It will be exploited. It will be played. But in my considered judgment, it does not have the qualities that will appeal to the record-buying public today. I intend to play it from now until the day I'm called to Congress to testify, and I predict it will not be a hit. I was so anxious, I kept wanting to pull the sealed envelope out, and my attorney, Mr. Paul Porter, who handled my affairs before the FCC in Congress, wouldn't let me. He said, that'll make them angry. It'll really rub salt in their wounds, because they were heading nowhere. It was, lo, these many years later, I don't know, 16, 17 years later, Tommy Sands was in the office the other day, and we got talking about it. Sure enough, it went to the file, and there it was, still sealed. We ripped it open, read the letter, and you know what about that record? Unfortunately, I was right.
In your hand, you hold the future. Where you will go, you will do, who you will love, your whole life through, it's all in how you plan in your hand. You hold the future, how much you take, how much you'll give, who'll share your arms as long as you live. The future's in your hand. Don't say there is yet tomorrow. Time can slip away. If love is to grow tomorrow, it must begin today. Take my hand, I'll share your future. Go where you go, do what you do. Love when you love, honest and true. Here's my heart waiting your command. My future's in your hand. Take my hand, I'll share your future. I'll go where you go, I'll do what you do. Love when you love, faithful and true. Here's my heart waiting your command. My future's in your hand.
Coming up, Dick Clark defends his playing of Duane Eddy records at the Paola hearings.
Okay, you say you've had it with those big stereo consoles and you want to get into components, but money's a problem? Well, listen to this very, very carefully. Sunset Stereo, the little store with the big sound, is making an unbelievable offer. You get a Girard turntable equipped with a high-response cartridge and diamond needle, along with a transparent dust cover and bass, a solid-state AM-FM multiplex stereo amplifier with an 8-track stereo tape player, two dynamic speakers with a walnut finish, and stereo headphones. The price? Well, take a guess. $250? $200? $150? You're not even close. The entire stereo component system sells for, now you're ready for this, just $99.95. That's right, just $99.95. The Girard turntable, dust cover, bass, FM, AM, stereo, 8-track tape player, speakers and headphones, everything's included for the low price of $99.95. There's nothing extra to buy. Now, where can you get it? Sunset Stereo, 2555 Irving Street in San Francisco. Better write that address down. 2555 Irving Street, San Francisco, $99.95. Buys it all.
The Daisy LV action gives me olfactory satisfaction. I saw you walking down the street. My old factory said, wow, she smells sweet. And when you got near, it was suddenly clear. Daisy L, olfactorize me, dear.
Daisy L loves super exciting fragrance that makes his olfactory, that's his nose, really react.
Daisy L, action gives the olfactory satisfaction.
Daisy L, from love with love.
Love Cosmetics, available at all Long's drugstores and other fine cosmetic outlets.
K106 and B. Dalton Booksellers hope you're enjoying the 6-hour super special and would like to invite you to a very special autograph party this Friday afternoon at 4:30. Meet Dick Clark in person as he autographs copies of his new book, Rock, Roll, and Remember, at the B. Dalton store downtown at the corner of Kearney and Sutter Streets. It'll be a fun day for everyone. Don't miss this chance to see and meet Dick Clark this Friday afternoon, 4:30 to 6
at B. Dalton Books, corner of Kearney and Sutter in downtown San Francisco. Now, back to Rock, Roll, and Remember on K106.
During the 59 scandals, the most common form of payola, as the Washington Committee sees it, is the simple payment of cash or gifts from a record company to a disc jockey to play their record. But with Dick Clark, the investigators feel it moves in another direction entirely. He is not just a local disc jockey. He is a performer on national TV with a major network. And he has business interests in what they term as conflicting enterprises.
I remember vividly one of the congressmen during the payola investigations accused me of playing Duane Eddy records more frequently than Elvis Presley because I had an interest in not only the record company he recorded for, but I was his manager. What the congressman and his infinite wisdom regarding music didn't realize was that I had an interest in Duane Eddy not only because he's a very close personal friend of mine, but I knew there wasn't any instrumental music around. And every half hour of the bandstand that went on the air had to be finished with an instrumental record. And I said, you know, if you can build an instrumental star, he's a shoo-in. And of course, there weren't many of them around, so of course we played Duane Eddy. That was a very, very lame excuse, but the man had an awful lot of hits with that funky twang guitar.
It is impossible today to evaluate the credibility or validity of the 1959 congressional hearings into payola. But some of the documented transcripts are very interesting. At one point, with Clark on the stand, chief counsel for the committee, Robert Lishman, questions Clark as to why American Bandstand does not play any Bing Crosby or Sinatra or Frankie Lane records. Clark replies because the bandstand audience is not their audience. The reply does not satisfy the committee, and they focus their attack on one rock performer in particular. They accuse Clark of promoting Fabian Forte, who, in their opinion, has absolutely no talent, save he is a good-looking sex symbol to young girls. Clark is astounded.
The thing I was never able to explain to the congressman was that secret magic ingredient that makes Frank Sinatra stand head and shoulders above other singers with more talent, or the thing that made Elvis Presley the superstar he is, Fabian had some of. He had a magic ingredient. At that moment in time, that's what his audience wanted. It was not up to an elected official of the American public to tell them what their taste should be.
Turn me loose, I say. This is the first time I ever felt this way. Gonna get a thousand. Or kiss a thousand chicks, so turn me loose. Turn me loose. Turn me loose, I say. Gonna rock and roll, long as the band's gonna play. Gonna holler, gonna shout. I'll knock myself right out, so turn me loose. Changing my pocket.
Clark emerges from the Paola hearings exonerated from blame. The network stands behind him. He agrees to divest himself of any conflicting interests, and his career continues to soar. But the incident leaves its mark.
That's probably, aside from the personal loss of some loved ones who've passed on, the worst emotional scars I've ever sustained in my life. I was so young and innocent in the late 50s.